Super Humanistic Podcast, where we talk about all things health and wellness. Thank you for joining us today. I'm David.
I'm Jessica.
All right, and we're going to start off with a bit of a recap here. Last week, we talked about weightlifting. So if you want to learn about weightlifting, all the different benefits that comes with lifting weights and ways to get started, along with some different workout plans and different ways to do it, go back and listen to that episode. And make sure that you follow us on Super Humanistic on everything, YouTube, TikTok. The email address is goals@superhumanistic.com if you want to drop us a line. And this week, we're going to be talking about water. I know that's one of my favorite things is water. You got to stay hydrated. We just came back from our Friday morning workout. So one of the things I like to do is stay hydrated and make sure that you're getting out there and starting your day by moving for at least 15 minutes, whether that's walking, a quick band workout, some curls at home, anything to get started, and then make sure that you hydrate. So yeah. Do you want to talk about some of the benefits of water?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, water obviously is essential for life. So that is a huge benefit there, drinking water. So 15 benefits of drinking water. Water does help carry nutrients throughout our body, as well as oxygen to all of our cells. It flushes bacteria from our bodies. So it's essential to drink water to get some of, to detox your body as well. And then it flushes bacteria out from our bladders. So it's really important to keep our bladders healthy. Water aids in digestion. So in order for us to get all of these nutrients from the foods that we're eating, we do need to drink the water or drink water so that it moves it through our bodies, and it aids in that digestion of foods. And it helps keep our mouth, nose, and eyes moist. So if you don't have enough water, some of the impacts is that you'll start to see, at least for myself, I've noticed this, like my mouth will get dry, my nose even feels drier, and yeah, my eyes as well. We went to New Mexico a few weeks ago and I felt very dry out there, felt like I wasn't getting enough water. I know different environments, you do need to drink more water. So that was an area that I felt the impact of not having enough water. My skin was dry, my mouth was dry, my nose was dry. So water does definitely help keep those areas moist. As well as keeping your mouth clean. So after, like, we wake up every morning, we do have our cup of coffee, and we've talked about benefits of coffee in a previous episode. But right after we drink our coffee, we're automatically starting to drink our water as well. So coffee does have water in it that does count towards our total amount of water for the day. However, I do notice that my mouth with coffee does have like some of that aftertaste. So I drink water and I can tell like my mouth is definitely fresher after drinking some water. So it helps to flush your mouth as well. Another benefit is it prevents constipation. So along with digestion of food, we're also able to keep regular when we drink enough water. And again, flushes our body of that waste. It does help to normalize our blood pressure. So making sure we drink enough water can help our blood pressure as well to get back to normal after like eating higher foods, sugary foods, or just like maybe you're having a really bad day and your blood pressure is high. So drinking water helps to kind of bring it back down to a normal level. It cushions our joints, so it's really good and essential when we're working out to drink more water because our joints are going to wear down faster without it. So making sure that we drink our water throughout the day, and especially if you're working out. It protects our organs and tissues, including our brain, our spinal cord, and other very sensitive tissue in our body. So having that water is helping to protect those. I don't know about any of you, but I notice that if I don't have enough water, not only do I see the impact on my skin and like the dryness, but I do start to get headaches. So having more water, drinking water when I'm getting a headache tends to alleviate that pain. And that's because our brains are telling us literally that it's needing water. So helps to alleviate those headaches. So definitely try that if you're starting to get a headache. Just drink a cup of water before you take any aspirin or anything like that. Maybe it will go away just because your body's telling you you need more water. It regulates our body temperature. Definitely have seen that as well when I'm working out. If I get really hot or if it's a really hot day, I know my body is going to need a cool glass of water. And it maintains electrolytes. So number 9, maintains electrolytes and our sodium balance in our bodies. So if you notice that your hands or fingers are getting kind of bloated, that just means that you're needing to drink more water to help regulate those electrolytes, the higher sodium level that's in your body at that time. Number 10, it prevents kidney damage. Drinking water, especially as you are like drinking, and I'll get to that in a little bit, does help to make sure that your organs are functioning how they need to. So drinking water for number 10 prevents kidney damage. Number 11, it boosts our skin health and beauty. So the more water that we're drinking, the better our skin will be. You'll notice too that you'll have like this natural glow once you're drinking enough water throughout your week. Number 12, our airways actually do need that water. The lubrication from the water actually can help subside the symptoms of like asthma and different allergies. So just drinking water does help to make sure that your body and your airways are getting that proper lubrication so that if you have asthma or if you have allergies, those symptoms kind of subside. Number 14, no surprise, it aids in weight loss. So water prevents us from overeating. That's something that I do try to do. We both do this actually. During our meals, we'll make sure that we have a glass of water. We don't always drink a full glass of water before our meal, but definitely drinking it throughout our meal. And we'll notice that it does help to not only slow down our eating, again, it helps to digest the food that we're eating. So it's important that we're drinking it throughout, but it does seem to get me more full. So drinking water while you're eating helps to get you fuller faster. So then you're eating less food. And then number 15, it reduces our chances of a hangover. A lot of us, of course, probably college years have drank. And little did I know that I needed water along with my alcohol, and so would be hungover the next day. But it is important that you're drinking, I think it's one glass of alcohol, two glasses of water, helps to even out and make sure that we don't get hungover the next day. And yeah, those are the 15 benefits of drinking water. How much water should we be drinking? It kind of depends. Definitely an area where I would go and speak to your doctor. It fluctuates depending on, of course, our weight, the environment that we're living in, and even the time of year. So right now it's summer where we live. And I know that I need more water because simply walking outside, I'm already sweating and losing the water that I've intaked. So definitely summertime, you're going to have to drink more water. The general number of glasses of water we should aim for in a day, depending on if you're male or female, male, you're going to aim for 15 and a half cups of water a day. And if you're a female, it is 11 and a half cups of water a day. What counts towards those cups, so I know that seems like a high number, but what counts towards that would be like any foods that have water in that food that also is counting towards that 11 or 15 cups of water a day. Coffee, teas, it does have water in it, and even alcohol has some water in it. So those, although yes, it's not just water, does count towards the total for your day. So male, 15 and a half, female, 11 and a half. Again, depends on your weight. It also depends on the environment that you're living in and the time of year that it is. So definitely an area where I would talk to my doctor to see what they would recommend for my body type, for a specific number for yourself. And then of course, if we're working out or we're sweating more, we know that we're gonna wanna drink more water because we're losing more water. So those are the benefits as well as how much we're supposed to be drinking daily. My husband's gonna get into what happens if we don't get enough water.
Those were some great guidelines there in order to know how much water you're supposed to intake each day. I know that's been a controversy. Some people I see at the gym drinking one of these huge, like, 2 gallon things of water. Seems like a little much. That can also put a little stress on your kidneys. So you kind of want to have that good balance and intake of water. Also, you mentioned liquor. Don't forget, women, 1 drink or so a day, and men, 2 drinks. So us men, we get that extra drink, but make sure you try to follow that guideline as well. But yes, if you are going to overindulge, make sure you're hydrating. Some of the effects of dehydration are fatigue. A lack of water can cause dehydration, leading to fatigue, tiredness, and as you mentioned earlier, irregular bowel movements. You don't want that. You want to stay regular and keep your body functioning properly. High blood pressure, so dehydration can also cause irregular blood pressure. And then you mentioned the dry skin. And last, if you're dehydrated, that will impact your kidney health. So dehydration can cause issues with your kidneys, could be kidney failure and other health complications. So very important to make sure that you're maintaining your water intake because it is a universal solvent. Water can dissolve more substances than any other liquid, which is why it's vital for your body's processes and functioning. So very important to drink that water, which I know we love. And we are always constantly sipping on water. So that is all the information I believe we had on water. Do we have a challenge for everybody out there when it comes to water? Maybe they should try to reach that intake recommendation, basically.
Right. I would say if you're not already reaching that, I think a lot of us will be surprised that we really are with the foods that we're eating. If water is really just not your thing, I know there's some people that are like, we don't like the taste of water. And I'm like, it's so refreshing and it doesn't really have a taste. But you can always add fruit to your water. You can add, like ice does help me, just makes it cooler and I can feel like the coolness going down. Or like a seltzer water is also good as well. The bubbly water, I forget what it's called, but
carbonated.
Yeah, there you go, carbonated water.
Some Perrier.
Yeah, so there's different types of water out there if you're not just like a plain water person. But yes, aim for your 11 and a half for women or 15 and a half cups of water a day if you're a man. For your challenge this week.
Sounds like a great challenge. And make sure you follow us on Superhumanistic on Everything and drop us a line there. And remember, take control of your well-being and start living a healthier life today. We'll see you next week.
Bye.